Well, good morning, everybody. It is a fairly rainy Monday morning, and I'm on my way home from work after a night shift. We're driving along in a little truck with a big heart. Because I took a load yesterday. Now, you know, I don't know. Now, did I tell you about this? I think I probably did. They are at the apartment, the superhero's lair. We live on the top floor. And our deck, we have a deck, which is on the roof of the floor below us. So they are rebuilding the roof. They're redoing it. They're redoing the roof for that floor below us. But that means that my deck gets ripped up. They're going to do the roof, and then when the roof's done, they're going to build a new deck for us. So I have to find a place to store all of the crap that's on my deck. You know, patio furniture, barbecue, bicycles. I don't know what else is out there. Just junk. So I took a load. Now, because we're moving to a new house, we decided to get a storage locker to store our crap off of the deck until we can move into the new house. So yesterday took a load to the storage locker in the little truck with a big heart, and then went to work, and now I'm finished work and I'm going home, and that's why we are driving the little truck with a big heart. So we haven't driven this truck, at least not on the podcast, in quite a long time. So if some of you are new listeners, you may not be familiar with Little Green Truck with a Big Heart. So it's just a mid-size pickup. It's got a nice big V8 in it. Don't know if you can hear that rev rev vroom vroom. So it's pretty handy, especially now that we're going to be owning a house. I think the little truck with a big heart is going to come in pretty handy. So there's going to be no music in this show, because I know I kind of filled you up with the music. Maybe you're tired of the music. There won't be any music in this show, since I have no way of playing music. All we have is an AM/FM radio in here with a cassette player. I don't have any cassettes, so you will not be getting any music unless I put some in the after show editing process. So, and I am kind of dying for a coffee, but if I have a coffee, I won't be able to sleep, and I really should sleep, but I should really have coffee because I have a lot of things to do today. And I gotta get them done, because I have even more things to do tomorrow. So I don't know, what's a man to do? Work or sleep? Work or sleep? Work or sleep? So, it's kinda cold in here. I'm gonna have to turn some heat on, I think. So I went out to visit my dad in the last show, and I didn't really give you an update on the festivities. Dear old dad's doing pretty good, although I notice he's getting old, and I mean, he's not that old, but he's 73, and I notice that he, you know, he has memory problems like his mom had. And like, I'm fairly certain that I'm going to have. It's really interesting, the dynamic of sort of becoming, how the child becomes the parent. I know that Toppy Smelly is going through this considerably so. Because he looks after his parents. Toppy Smelly runs the Smellcast. And, Toppy, I'm actually all caught up now. Just last night, I finished listening to your most recent episode where you were talking about me, talking about you. So here I am talking about you again. And thanks very much. That was, some really nice things you said. Of course, we always say nice things about each other, us podcasters. So, I just wanted to let you know that I'm up to the present, finally, after all those episodes. So, I particularly enjoyed your episode about the small victories. That was a good one. That was really good. I'm glad you had all those good, positive things happen to you. So yeah, I'm just presently coming myself up into the situation of starting to worry about having to be the parent to my father to look after him. I kind of went through this about 5 years ago or so when my mom was very ill and subsequently passed away. She passed away almost 4 years ago now. But my dad was there. I mean, they were a team, and my dad was there for my mom through her illness. And but still, you know, there's a certain amount of responsibility when your mother is dying, and you have to be there and sort of help out with all of the things that go along with the end of someone's life. My mom had diabetes for about 45 years of her life. She was diagnosed very young, and it really wreaked havoc with her in the last 10 years of her life, and she had all sorts of complications, and it eventually killed her from, kidney problems, and she had a stroke and blood circulation and all, you know, a myriad of things that went wrong, and her body finally gave out. So we lost my mom, and during that time it was there was a lot of activity sort of trying to help my mom and dad just get through the daily life of things. And it's funny because I noticed in the later years, my mom and dad's later years, how they really worked as a team for each other. My mom would help my dad remember things and keep on track, because he forgets. He goes into a room and forgets why he's there, or, you know, he'll start telling a story and go on these great long trails around the fact, and the story, the point of the story gets lost in these details that he gets caught up in. So and then he was always there for my mom, because my mom needed lots of help with medications and remembering to take her pills, and getting injections, and having to eat. We have to eat at a certain time, and all of the management that goes along with dealing with your various illnesses, afflictions. So they really worked well together. Now, of course, my dad doesn't have my mom to keep him focused. And I really noticed that when, because I only visit for a couple of hours every, a month, which is not as much as I should, but. So, I am concerned about my dad. Those are the windshield wipers making that horrible noise, if you're wondering what that squeaking is. Quite a bit of traffic today. Of course, I'm in with the rush hour traffic, because it is 8 o'clock in the morning, so lots of traffic on the road at the moment. Of course, now my brothers are, they both live, I have two brothers. They have families and wives and kids and all that. And they live hundreds of miles away. I'm fairly close in proximity to my dad. I'm, you know, less than 100 miles away from my dad. I'm an hour and a half away. So I tend to become the one that he relies on for things. And I don't speak to my brothers. I mean, I'm fairly well estranged from them. They don't want to speak to me because I'm the gay one and they're all mostly religious and I have virtually no contact with them. And it's an interesting thing for me because now I'm going through a transition in my life. I've been through several, but we're moving into this new house and it's an opportunity to take on yet another new persona. So, I mean, now I'm going to be changing phone numbers and locations, and do I even bother to tell them what my phone number is and where I'm living? They've certainly never come to visit me. I mean, I've been living in the same place for 13 years. They come down to the Vancouver, the big city, because they all live in small towns. They come to the big city several times a year. Never once in 13 years have either of them stopped in at my house or even had any indicated any interest in my life or where I live or what I'm doing. So I certainly feel no obligation to stay in touch with them. So do I take the opportunity now to disappear, to fall off of the radar and delete them out of my life? It's an interesting conundrum. You know, the only time I hear from my brothers is on birthdays, when I get the obligatory birthday call. Hi, how you doing? What have you been up to? How's it going? Happy birthday. Gee, you're getting pretty old. Whatever. So, yeah, that's an interesting aspect, isn't it? But, you know, maybe I'm just tired and grumpy from working a night shift. Actually making a pretty good time here. It's going to be a quick trip home. I decided to not opt for the coffee. So, I might have some coffee when I get home, but I'm going to be home much sooner than I expected, so I might actually have to cut this little episode shorter than I had planned. Of course, I didn't really plan what I was going to talk about. I'm just yakking away. Buddy, what is your deal? Pick a lane and stay in it. Jesus, Murphy. Sorry, I'm just getting a little impatient now, you know, I get a little tired, I get a little grumpy, little things piss me off, like that asshole in the BMW. BMW drivers are assholes! Because, you know, when you're in your car, nobody else exists, right? I mean, the road was created for me, I'm in my bubble. As soon as you get in that car, close that door, turn on that key, human decency just seems to go out the window. Oh, here we go. Cut right on in. Yep, just cut on in there. Thank you. At least he put his blinker on. That was generous. Oh, love the V8.
Love it.
Okay. All right. That's enough of that. Okay, well, I don't know. I might be cutting quite a bit of this episode out since I'm beaking off like some kind of prick. You know, the other thing I noticed with these newfangled cars, because, at least in Canada, we have a daytime running light rule where all of the vehicles are required to have the headlights on as soon as you start the vehicle. The purpose being to increase your visibility to other drivers and supposedly to make life safer. So what happens is people get in their cars, turn on the car, and the headlights come on, and in many cases the dash lights come on the dash. And people forget that their taillights don't come on until they turn them on. Everyone's driving around with no lights on. And it's kind of dark and dank and dreary out here today. And you really should be driving with your taillights on, people. So remember that if you're stepping into your car and it's just a little bit close to dusk. And you want to have your taillights on so other drivers can see you. Keep that in mind. That's my safety tip for the day. Of course, if you're in the Americas, you probably don't have daytime running lights. And you probably need to turn your headlights on manually. So I don't know how that all impacts you. This is just a total ramble cast, and I don't know. Sounding like a bit of a tool today, I think. Well, maybe I will be able to make myself sound smarter in editing. So maybe I had better just shut this show down and say night night. Night night. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. Thanks for listening.